says that the katan sheino sarich reimu who keben chamesh shanim will be keben shesh shanim. Imagine a 5 or 6 year old boy. So officially speaking, once he's not a bar mitzvah, so you might imagine there is no chiyuv at all whatsoever. But nevertheless, a person has an obligation of chinuch between the father and the mother, to the extent that when you go, let's say during Chol HaMoed, to a trip, and let's say you want to go to a pizza store or any other store that serves bread, then automatically, once it's more than two ounces of bread or more than 2 ounces of mezonot, you have an absolute obligation to go inside the sukkah. Let's say the mother is going together with the kids, and they have a 5-year-old or 6-year-old son or older, then there is an obligation because of this. Because otherwise, it's written as follows. It says, once it's more than 2 ounces of mezonot, 2 ounces of bread, it's afilu isru derabanan asul mas velei beyadayim kol shiken isur asede oraita. Afilu isru derabanan, you cannot hand him over. You cannot encourage anybody, afilu a child that is not yet obligated to fulfill mitzvot. Nevertheless, mitam chinuch, you cannot give him actively isur derabanan to transgress. How much more so over here is isur ase. What does it mean, isur ase? There is bitul aseh and there is isur aseh. Over here is isur aseh. What is bitul aseh? When a person, let's say, doesn't say Shema Israel on time, it's bitul aseh. When a person doesn't put on tefillin, it's bitul aseh. You did not actively violate, you passively violated. So that's bitul aseh. Over here, the fact that the Torah demands and commands that we should sit in a sukkah, shivat yamim, sit in the sukkah, eat in the sukkah, etc. So therefore, by you giving to a child, a boy, more than 5 or 6, more than 2 ounces of mezonot, then that is active violation of the aseh. So that's what becomes isu aseh. So therefore, afilu isu derabanan, he says, you cannot actively cause him to violate. How much more so, over here is isu aseh de oraita. So if it is any other item, it's not a problem. If it would be rice and choresh and other soup or whatever it is, as long as it doesn't have the 5 grains. Let's say sometimes you would order soup and it's barley soup and it has more than 2 ounces of barley in it. So again, there is a chiyuv inside the sukkah. So bottom line, let me just also mention a little bit what is the minimum obligation that we have during these days regarding eating a sukkah, and I'll be very brief. So officially speaking, it's only from 5 grains. Once you have the 5 grains, which is oats and rye and wheat and barley and spelt, then you have, and you eat more than 2 ounces of them, you have an obligation to eat in the sukkah. A man has an obligation to eat in the sukkah once it's any of these items made into anything, let's say spaghetti. Spaghetti is also from 5 grains. Once it's more than 2 ounces, or oat cereal, more than 2 ounces, you would have to eat inside the sukkah. When do you say leshev basukkah? When you have more than 2 ounces of bread, or more than 6 to 8 ounces of mezonot. That means, let's imagine you have a spaghetti. Once it's more than 2 ounces, which is nothing, more than 2 ounces, imagine a cup. A plastic cup, again, is 8 or 9 ounces. So you have 2 ounces of spaghetti. It's not much. So once you have more than 2 ounces, you have to go into the sukkah. 5 grains has a chiyuv. Any other thing, no chiyuv. Officially, you want meikar edim. You don't want to be machmir, nothing at all. So you, let's say, all fruits, all drinks, all rice. Rice is not one of the 5 grains, even though the bracha is mezonot. So any other item, you do not have a chiyuv at all whatsoever. You could eat and drink anything that what you want, as long as it's not from the 5 grains, the amount that what you want outside the sukkah, meikar adin. There is a chumrah that I feel water they wouldn't have. But I feel, if you want meikar adin, that's meikar adin. Now, regarding the 5 grains, if you have more than 2 ounces of bread, you say leshev basukkah. More than 6 ounces of mezonot, lechatchila more than 8 tons. But the afilu more than 6 tons of mezonot, Rav Ovadia also says, you say, leshev vasuka. The best would be to say first leshev vasuka, and then hamotzi second. Leshev vasuka, and over here, mezonot. Sometimes, let me just end with this nekuda. If it's a mezonot that is baked, and you know that you're going to have more than 6 or 8 ounces of it, the beracha to begin with is going to become hamotzi anyway. So you have crackers. You know that you're going to have more than 8 ounces of crackers. The beracha is going to be hamotzi and birkat hamazon. If it is, however, not baked, if it is cooked or fried, the beracha is going to remain mezonot, but leshev asukah you're going to say anyway. So let's say you're going to have donuts, more than 6 ounces, or 8 ounces, or 10 ounces, or 10 pounds. You could have as much as you want, as long as you don't care. So the bottom line, the beracha is going to remain mezonot, leshev basukah, as long as you have more than 6 ounces. You have a spaghetti. The spaghetti is cooked. So it's never going to become hamotzi or bikat hamazon. Only baked from 5 grains, once you have more than that amount, becomes hamotzi. Cooked, more than 6 ounces, you say leshev basukah, but the beracha is going to be mezonot and alamicha.